This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Trump, as he has demonstrated this week, has a penchant for speed, for getting deals done. The federal bureaucracy, however, does not. And while the president has signed papers to get approvals for the controversial Keystone XL and Dakota Access oil pipelines going, a heretofore obscure federal agency responsible for actually approving pipeline projects is very much in the mix. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, issues pipeline permits. That is, when it has enough commissioners. In a week, it won't. See, one is about to quit after President Trump replaced him as chairman. And this halt is a mixed signal to an industry that just got a green light by the White House, its promotion of two major oil pipelines. It's odd policymaking, says Tom Seng, energy professor at the University of Tulsa.
They seem to be shooting from the hip. There's a lot of decisions thrown out there without understanding the potential ramifications, because this kind of runs counter to what just happened with Dakota Access and Keystone XL.
Several natural gas pipelines await approval at FERC, and they could wait months or more for commissioners to join. And big fights are brewing at FERC. Opponents of the president's oil and gas agenda have made pipelines a new battleground. Energy and Environment Attorney Jim Rubin is with the firm Dorsey & Whitney.
There probably will be a higher scrutiny, maybe even projects that weren't so controversial before might kind of get in the bullseye of those folks who are concerned.
This will play out in D.C. and at pipeline sites, which could present the White House with some tough choices when it comes to dealing with protests, says pipeline consultant Rusty Brazil at RBN Energy.
What happens if a construction project gets disrupted by a protest, and then what can the government then do? You can hypothesize about that as good as I can. I think it's probably best that I not.
Not with so many energy projects in the pipeline. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.